and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this first Sunday after Christmas. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, what you are yet saying. Lord, you have spoken through your prophets and through your word. Give your people what you have for them this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. So last Sunday, we saw the Christmas story through the eyes of Joseph, and this perspective, this vantage point that he offers us. And I called it A New Love, The Rise of the Messiah. So as you all can see, I love film, and this week is no different. A Christmas Story is one of my favorite movies during the holiday season. If you saw my Facebook post, I was talking about it. It has become a tradition to watch that movie all day long. The marathon is on in the background. The Christmas Story, if you don't know, is about a 9-year-old boy, Ralphie, and his desire for his Red Ryder BB gun. It's interesting because there are these points in the story that are very joyous, right? The father wins this great award and gets this lamp and says, it says fragile, and the says it's Italian, and the mother says, I think that just says fragile. That point in the movie in particular, I have to stop. It's interesting, the nuance in the story. Every time I watch it, I get something new, like how it actually opens with a chorus of goats tell it on the mountain, right? That Jesus Christ is born, or the issues around bullying. This last Christmas, I realized that the little scene in which there are robbers, and Ralphie is a cowboy with his Red Ryder BB gun is going to protect his home, actually has a lot of black folks as robbers. Now, it's interesting because there's not a lot of black folks in the movie, but yet they are there as robbers in this scene. The thing is we're acquainted with certain movies and certain songs at Christmas time, and we are acquainted with the Christmas story. We're acquainted with this baby in a manger, with the shepherds tending flock by night, with the young mother and the wise men who visit. But if we dig a little deeper, we realize that that baby swaddling in a manger is a king in a trough. We see that shepherds tending flock by night probably were cold and stinky, poor men having to do whatever they could to make a living wage. This young mother took on a really, really weighty, weighty call. And the wise men traveled a really far way to see who they thought was a king. We sing the songs that speak to joy in the world. The Prince of Peace has come. It has been a holy night. But sometimes in the midst of all the Christmas hustle and bustle, our shopping, our wrapping, our gift giving, we can miss the fullness of this story. There's a lot to celebrate here, but let's celebrate all of it. The incarnation, God with us, carries a lot of weight. In our passage today, we see dreams that are actually nightmares. Fleeing to Egypt to save one's life, refugees, displacement, a homicidal king, the genocide of baby boys, probably brown baby boys, inconsolable crying, fear, violence, ghettos. This is the Christmas story, too. We can whitewash it, pun intended, but this is the fullness of the story. God as protector, God as guide, God as nurturer. Because the world that Jesus would save truly needed saving. That's what the story is telling us. So first, God is a protector. Get up, Joseph. Take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod, that homicidal king, is about to search for the child to destroy him. Get out of Bethlehem. We sing this song. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light, the hope and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. We know Bethlehem. At least we think we know Bethlehem, the site of Christ's birth. Today it is a city under siege. Armed by Israeli soldiers, guarded, the city is occupied. It is a Palestinian home. I had the opportunity, really the privilege, to be there in 2016 to witness it for myself. As me and my classmates rode on a tour bus, we came to gates, barbed wire that actually surrounds the city of Bethlehem. Armed soldiers, got on the bus, making sure that we were all American citizens. Our Israeli tour guide got off the bus. Once we were inside the walls of Bethlehem, we were keenly aware of what was going on. We went from nice Jerusalem to the slum, the ghetto of Bethlehem. Garbage was on the streets, and it reminded me of every crime-ridden inner city I had ever been in America. The mural on the barbed-wired wall that I will never forget is a picture of a dove. A dove, the representation of the Holy Spirit. A dove with an olive branch in her mouth. The olive branch, a symbol of peace. But as you can see, this dove has on a bulletproof vest. The mural, a dove with an olive branch and a bulletproof vest, is a mural that welcomes you when you enter the birthplace of our Lord. Guerrilla artist, as he is willing to be known, Bansky, drew this picture. Isa, our new Palestinian tour guide entered our tour bus, and we all assumed that he would be Muslim. He, a Palestinian living in occupied Bethlehem, was a Christian and greeted us with a familiar New Testament greeting. Grace and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, from a resident of our Lord's birthplace. Issa told us of his life there and of his cousin who was shot dead in the street and how his body lied still for hours. He wept. That's Bethlehem today. Our God is a protector, he said, and has protected him in his 30 years of life. That was Issa's testimony. God is a protector. God is a guide. Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead. Get out of Egypt. The place that was once bondage was also a temporary home to our Lord. The place that oppressed, that had become a safe haven. The place of slavery had become a refuge. I wonder how the parents and the children detained at our borders spent this Christmas. What it feels like to be in the so-called Christian nation, America, a place that you came seeking refuge, but you find bondage. I wonder if to them we're more like Egypt or Israel. CBS had a program on last night, and I thought it was fitting, about the current administration, the policies, the way that human life has been degraded, the way power has gone unchecked, and families are being torn apart still to this day, about how fear and violence has brought so many here and what happens when they get here. Are we, this Christian nation, more like Egypt or Israel? Some of the folks in the CBS program had a testimony about how they had been guided from their homelands here. I'm reminded of our own brother Samuel, whose testimony still rings in my heart. God is good, Samuel would say. God is a guide. God is a nurturer. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth. He will be called a Nazarene. This one resonates with me. Our Lord was raised in the hood, in the ghetto. Our Israeli tour guide would not even let us go to Nazareth. We had to see it from afar, and we protested and said, take us there, but we couldn't even set foot in this town that nurtured and raised our Lord. Does anything good come from Nazareth? I guess I could say the same thing about the streets of Newark or Brooklyn or Compton or even Durham. The shooting and the gangs, the poverty, the despair, or the hope and fears of all the years are met there. Like many brown and black boys, Jesus too was raised in the ghetto. Not thought to amount to much, perhaps even a statistic. I remember being pregnant with my child. And when it was time to see the sex, I prayed that he wouldn't be a boy. Don't give me a boy, Lord. Not in these United States, not now. I was touched by Professor at Duke Divinity School, Esther Akalatse, who wrote a beautiful article recounting some of the shootings and the killings that have happened to black boys. She said, how do I go to my God about this? Will my God do anything about these shootings and no one being held accountable. She recounts, then she thought about it. Her God is a protector and a guide and a nurturer. This God, too, had a brown boy who was killed unjustly by empire. This God knows how she feels. Look, this may not be the Christmas message that you wanted to hear. It's not all joy to the world, or perhaps it is. Because the one who came and was anointed to preach good news to the poor needs the truth of his birth told. Because to hear that God is a protector and a guide and a nurturer to a mother praying that she won't have a black boy is good news. I've witnessed Christmas, not just in a little movie that I like to watch every year, but in the eyes of my Palestinian friend Issa as he proclaimed the truth of his life that he led there in Bethlehem. I've witnessed Christmas through the eyes of little brown boys separated from the only family member at the border and a friend that we call Samuel. I've witnessed Christmas through the eyes of friends, boys and girls growing up in the ghetto. The hope and fears of all the years are met in Christ. Merry Christmas.